We're in Simin Nun Ches, the halachas of Krishna. We will be doing the rest of the Simin, Seifim Hei, Vav, and Zayin. The halacha that we just saw was the halacha of Krishna Shel Shacharis, where Bidyeved, if someone lain Krishna Shel Shacharis after Alos HaShachar, the halacha is that he is Yotze. From Alos HaShachar, you are Yotze, even though the Zman is Mishayakir. Bidyeved, you are Yotze from Alos HaShachar. Says the Mechaber now, Im Nenas V'lo Kara Krishma Arvis, At Sha'ol Amud HaShachar. What happens if somebody did not daven Maariv till Alos? Comes Alos HaShachar, he wants to daven Maariv. He wants to be Yotze, Krishma Shel Arvis. We're talking about Krishma here. Kiven Shadayin Lo HaNeitzachama, since the sun has yet to rise, Korei Krishma V'yotze Yidechovas Krishma Arvis. His Yotze B'dievet Krishma Shel Arvis. What's the reason? Because it says B'shach B'chov Kumecha. There are some people that still go to bed, that have been up very late, and they go to bed at Alos HaShachar. Therefore, you are Yotze Bidi Eved. You are Yotze Bidi Eved, Krishma Shel Arvis, after Alos, as long as it is before Neitzachama. Whereas, Vimhoya onus bolsa shalotzeis laderech makom gdudei chayav alistim. This person also has to leave early, where we learned before that in a shas atchak of a yotze laderech, where one is an onus, where he's not going to be able to say shema any other time. B'dieved, he can say krishma shel shachris from alos hashachar, because some people get up then. So it turns out that between alos hashachar and Neitzachama, he wants to call this B'shach B'cha and B'kumecha. The day here in the Mechaber says, it is usur for him to do. Lo yikra oz krishma pam shenis lotzaz b'echovaz krishma shal yom. Shemeyachar shalosa losa shalai lo yef shalachsov lasosa yom. The Mechaber holds that it is not possible to call that same period of time both day as well as night. So what do you do? He has his choice. He would have to say Krishma Shel Arvis because he wasn't Yotze yet, but he would not be able to say Krishma Shel Shacharis until when? Until after Neitz. This would have to be, he would have to wait until Neitz Achama. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even though the Zman Krishna is Mishayakir, since it was after Alos HaShachar that he said Krishma Shel Arvis, for him, he would have to wait for Neitz Achama to say Krishma Shel Shacharis. The Mishnah Berurah though brings V'yesh Cholkim, there are those who disagree, and they say there is no stira, meaning this is not day and night. The Pasuk doesn't say Yom and Laila. The Pasuk says B'shach B'chov Kumecha. The Zman between Alos and Neitz is a Zman Shchiva for some, and a Zman Kima for some. Therefore, you can B'shas HaTchak B'yotze both of them, B'dievet for Maariv, and an Onus for Shachris. Sivvav. Even though the Zman of Krishna is until Shah Shlishis, the third hour, and after that it's no longer Zman Krishna, you're not Makayim the mitzvah of Kriyashma, im over Shah Shlishis, velo koro, kore also bibirchoseh kol Shah Dalid, shushlish ayom. You are allowed to say Krishna with its brachis until Sov Zman Tfilah, which is the first third of the day, the first 4 hours. Ve'en lo scharka kora bizmana. He doesn't have schar of laying Krishma bizmana, but he did not lose the brachas. Why is that? Because the brachas of Krishma are not like a birkas ha-mitzvahs on the mitzvah of Krishma. It is the nusach ha-tfilah that Chazal were metakein to be said around Krishma, but they're part of tfilah. Therefore, the zman would be the same as zman tfilah. Avroz Shah Dalit Velo Kara. What happens if after the first third of the day, the first 4 hours, Sovzman Tfila, he did not yet say Shema? Kora Belo Birchoseh Kalayom. The Mechaber says that he would have to say Kriya Shema, but without the brachas. That means, according to the Mechaber, you lose Birkos Kriya Shema after Sovzman Tfila. You can't go any further. Now, first of all, the Mechaber says quite clearly that you're supposed to say Shema even after Sov Zman Tfilah. If someone didn't say Shema yet, he is mechuyev to say Shema. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Levush, who says Yochol Likrosa, which means that you're not mechuyev to say Shema. Once it's after Zman Tefillah, there is no chiyuv of saying Shema whatsoever. It's not even part of davening anymore because it's after Zman Tefillah. Whereas one should make sure to say the parsha of Tzitzis of Vayomer because of the mitzvah Schiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. In Bir Halacha, he brings the opinion of the Mishkan Os Yaakov that the same way that in Tefillah, the halacha is if someone didn't manage to daven till Zozman Tefillah, then he's allowed to daven till Chatzos. So too, if somebody did not yet say Kriya Shema, and it is after Zman Tefillah, he can say Kriya Shema with its brachas till Chatzos. The Mishnah Berurah only relies on this if someone was an onus. If somebody just didn't get around to it, but he was not an onus, he could have davened earlier, but didn't. According to the Mishnah Berurah, if he says the Birkas Kriya Shema after Sov Zman Tefillah, it is considered a bracha levatala. But if he was an onus, then he can say Birkas Kriya Shema until Chatzos. Siv Zayin. Im lo kara bayom, yesh omrim sheyesh lo tashlumin ba'arvis. There's an opinion here that if you did not say Kriya Shema, you miss Kriya Shema by yom. Chalila, somebody miss Kriya Shema altogether by day. He has a tashlumin at night that after Maariv, he should say Shema a second time to make up for day. The same way as Tefillah does. V'cheinim lo kara Kriya Shema ba'arvis, he miss Kriya Shema at night. Yesh la tashlumin by yom, he should by day say Shema after davening. The yesh cholkin, there are those who say that there is no din of tashlumin for Zman Kriya Shema, and the Mishnah Berurah says that the Gra paskins like the Yesh Cholkin.